Procaccia with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN. Yes. All right, we have a lot of breaking news here, and we're watching it all from the WGN newsroom. Judy's got a full staff in there right now, making sure that we're getting every detail as they become available. We're obviously watching the story of the Cicero police officer who has been shot, and we will find out what is happening there. And the houses that are exploding randomly in the suburbs of Boston. I can't believe I'm saying this. It's like the beginning of a crazy disaster movie, mm-hmm. Richard Roper.
It really is. Yeah.
And then you've got crazy. This hurricane that's approaching. There's also pulses from outer space that the people at SETI, this is true, this mm-hmm. happened this week, yeah. that the people at SETI are like, we don't really know what it is. We don't exactly know what it is.
Hmm.
But there are a couple different theories on it.
It's the Predator.
And did you see this? This in Albuquerque, New Mexico, this big, the sort of, you know, one of those extraterrestrial military sites
mm-hmm.
has been
oh, no.
has been closed down, and the FBI has locked it down and is now there. Apparently, one of the aliens got away. Something like that.
Better Call Saul. It works around there.
This and these are all real stories. I'm not making any of these
madness
up.
Really on Thursday. Is.
That's the crazy piece. All right. Well, now let's go to the stuff that's been made up. What do we have that's opening this weekend in the movie theaters?
Well, there's a lot of interesting stuff. I want to talk a little bit about Slice, which is a movie that people have been asking about for a couple of years because about 2 years ago, Chance the Rapper was tweeting out pictures of him on a motorbike saying, hey, coming soon, a little scooter. Slice. Movie finally came out. It was filmed in Joliet, beautiful Joliet, Illinois, in 2016. It's coming out now. It's already available on streaming video. And it's a deliberately campy, schlocky, drive-in B-movie in which Chance the Rapper, billed as Chance Bennett in this film because he's making that transition or maybe wants to do some more acting. He plays the scooter-riding former delivery person for a Chinese restaurant who also becomes a werewolf once a month. And in the meantime,
Full moon werewolf.
All right. The town also has a population of about 90,000 humans and 40,000 ghosts who kind of coexists. All right. And there are some witches
Joliet
involved.
Joliet does have that.
And there's some witches involved. And now there's a string of murders of pizza delivery people.
Oh, no.
And people think that Chance the Werewolf might be responsible for it. And it's actually a lot of fun. I'm giving it 3 stars.
What?
And I'll tell you why. Because this movie knows what it wants to be. It has the look of a movie you would see at a drive-in if drive-in theaters were still out there. The first movie you'd see before you get the better one, like Halloween or something like that. And in addition to Chance, who's you know very nice and you know likable, natural presence on screen, it's actually got a really interesting cast. Zazie Beetz, who's in Atlanta, the TV show, which is in Deadpool 2. Hannibal Buress, who mm-hmm. plays a character named Hannibal. So he's, you know, basically just there as Hannibal Buress.
Yeah.
Joe Keery, who's on Stranger Things. He's the kid with the crazy hair, with, you know, all the big hair. Chris Parnell, who's been around forever. All these really talented supporting players are in this. Hmm. I don't know if they all did it because they wanted to hang out with Chance and get tickets to the next show. Or the number 3 hats at, you know, for swag, because it's a decidedly low-budget movie, but every time someone walks on, you know, into a scene, you're like, I know who that is.
Wait a minute.
So it's a lot of fun. Slice. And it's very bloody, but it's like the kind of, you know, where the murder, when the pizza people get literally, like, sliced up, you can almost see, like, the special effects person putting the squibs of blood there just right before it, which is kind of fun, you know?
All right.
So there you go.
You like it.
Is it newcomers making it? Like, or...
Yeah, it's a young filmmaker who's the writer and the director who I think went to school with Chance.
Oh,
he's very
okay.
talented as well. So they did a really nice job. And it was kind of cool, too. I'm sorry, his name is Austin Vesely. I wanted to give him credit for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had a big premiere at the Arclight Theater Monday night in Chicago. And then, you know, and Chance was nice enough to kind of show up knowing that that would then get the TV trucks from every single station in town to come to the red carpet. And then the whole cast came out for the Q&A, which, again, was really cool of him to not just say, hey, this is all about me, mm-hmm. you know, and wanted to kind of give all these other, some of these young actors, a couple stage actors from Chicago who got some nice roles in this as well. So it's pretty neat.
All right.
Go see Slice.
All right, slice it up.
Okay. Mm. All right. A Simple Favor?
Simple Favor. Okay. Paul Feig, who created one of the co-creators of Freaks and Geeks, and he did Bridesmaids and Melissa McCarthy's film Spy, done a lot of great comedies. This is actually, it's a dark comedy, but it's an R-rated thriller as well. Consider if they did The Girl on the Train, but they had a sense of humor about it, which they should have had. So the deal here is Anna Kendrick is perfectly cast as a very intense single mom, mommy blogger. And Blake Lively is perfectly cast as a new mom in town who looks and acts like a movie star. So, of course, Anna Kendrick's character kind of gets a mom crush on the Blake Lively character. And Henry Golding, who was just in Crazy Rich Asians, is Blake Lively's husband. And all of a sudden, the Blake Lively character goes missing. And now the question is, did she get murdered? Is there some sort of double, triple cross at play? And off we go. It kind of reminded me of, remember, To Die For with Nicole Kidman 20 years ago, where she kind of manipulates everybody, even a little bit of Body Heat, but done in a more comedic way. And Blake Lively's perfectly cast to play someone who's just, you know, she works for a fashion icon. She is a fashion icon. She swears in front of her kid. She's completely inappropriate. You know she's trouble. She tells everybody she's trouble, but you can't resist her because she's Blake Lively.
Right.
A 3.5 stars for A Simple Favor. You really kind of got to go with this one. It's rated R. There's some language in here that's absolutely hilarious that I can't repeat at all right now. And the cast is great. Everybody's perfectly cast in this. I really love the banter between Anna Kendrick and Blake Lively in particular.
Two of my favorites, by the way.
Yeah, it's just really fun.
Very excited about this one.
And then they're bringing the Predator back. There's more Predator.
The Predator, you know, 1987, the original, of course, famous for Get to the Choppa, which was, you know, a lot of fun. As a, again, a kind of a B-movie. Now they're doing The Predator, which does reference the events of the films from the 80s and 90s. I wasn't a huge fan of this. It's a 2-star movie. It's very gory, and it's what it wants to be, but it has a lot of humor and a lot of stuff in it that feels like it's from a 1980s movie.
Has Sterling K. Brown in it.
Sterling K. Brown. It's Olivia Munn, who's terrific.
Yeah, we love her.
Thomas Jane, who's done a lot of good stuff. Trevante Rhodes, who was in Moonlight a couple of years ago. So you've got a really good cast, and it's got that, again, kind of a, it's more of a big budget than Slice, of course, but, you know, so it's got, and it's got the Predator, but it's just like, it's so, I'm so tired of these movies where, the, you know, right at the beginning, they get the Predator and they strap him down, and the scientists all walk around and go, oh, don't worry, he's sedated. And you're like, yeah, well, he's going to wake up and be mad.
You just know.
Come on. Or they shoot their guns at him. First, they shoot him with the big automatic weapons. Then they pull out the handgun. And then they throw the gun at the Predator. And I'm like, that doesn't work. So a little frustrating, and some really kind of, you know, questionable humor, you know, making fun of somebody with Tourette's and a few things like that that feel kind of like they were written in 1987. So 2 stars.
Or in 2018.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Let's take a little time out here. I want to find out from Judy what's happening in the newsroom.
I'm almost afraid to ask, Judy.
House of Cards creator has a new series.
Yes, can't wait to tell you guys about this. Yeah.
So we'll find out about that. But first, Judy, what is happening in the newsroom? Hold on, I've got so much going on in the newsroom. Judy's not sure what to say.
A Cicero cop shot, gas explosions near Boston, and Hurricane Florence bearing down on the East Coast.
Make Sunday is your official night to tour the city. Watch Chicago's Best at 10 p.m. Then stick around for the latest in shopping, entertainment, and events. See Chicago 10:30 p.m. on WGN-TV.
I like Rule 1.5. I prefer Rule 1.6.
Ah. Oh.
What's that?
Quite honestly.
Wow.
I can't tell you.
Oh.
All right. Let's. Richard Roper is here. Let's talk about the first. This is a Hulu limited series brought to us by the people who brought us House of Cards, which is pretty incredible, and Sean Penn's in it.
Yeah, I thought of you two in particular when I saw this. So we got to talk about this on the show. So Bo Willimon, who created House of Cards, has created this 8-episode limit. I love these limited series. Mm-hmm. Aren't they? I mean, when they're done well, like Sharp Objects and things like that.
They leave you wanting more.
Yeah, but the nice thing is, you know, a lot of cases, sometimes they'll go back with the second, you know, season, but it's kind of neat because you get your closure a little faster. You know, you got 2 months if they're going to show every week. So this is going to be on Hulu, and it's set in the early 2030s, around the year 2033. So it's just in the near future, and it's really cool how they have it be in the future without beating you over the head with it. You know, the self-driving cars are just a reality now and things like that. And it's all about the first manned mission to Mars in this world, which I also like. It's not one of these dystopian futures. It actually seems to be like, you know, it's a complicated world, but we've gone through the other side of the stuff we're going through now. And a giant private aerospace company is working with NASA and wants to send people to Mars, and the technology exists. And in fact, Sean Penn's character, he plays a veteran, a former military hero and then astronaut who is described in when he does TV interviews as the 13th man to walk on the moon. So we know, like, in the past, he walked on the moon, which is kind of cool. But this is now all about him gathering his team of about 5 or 6 astronauts, scientists, explorers, obviously, who are going to go to Mars. And that's going to be a 2.5-year round trip mission. So it's a lot of it is about the preparations for that. And the, you know, you get to meet all the teammates, but primarily it's Sean Penn's character's story. And he was this great astronaut. His wife died. His daughter became addicted to drugs, so he had to drop out of the space program. Now he's back, and he's a legend, but he's got a lot of problems he's dealing with. And it's just, it's beautifully done, first of all. You watch some of this stuff, and you just go, that looks like a giant ship is going through our skies to Mars. It, you know, like in the movies, not just like TV stuff. And it's got a lot of beautiful stuff like that, but then a lot of good character stuff. So I'm giving the series 3.5 stars, guys.
Wow.
It's called The First.
Have you gone all the way through it? Do you know the ending?
Oh, let me just tell you something. But yeah, I don't want to say anything because actually writing the review was very problematic because, yes, and actually something happens in the first episode that I just didn't want to get into, but it was hard to describe the rest of the series without describing what happens in the first episode. Let's just say that. Yeah, I mean, it was really hard to say.
It sells it pretty well for me.
Yeah.
It does. Now I'm hooked. I want to see it.
And, you know, Sean Penn, we haven't seen a lot of him lately. He's done like 5 movies in the last 10 years because, you know, he's in Haiti all the time. He's doing different things. He's directing. So to see him acting again, and he's the centerpiece of this show, is to remind us why he's a 2-time Academy Award winner, why he's one of the best actors around, because he's great in this. He's great in it. And he's never done a television show before. Other than, like, you know, yeah, he did he did fun guest things. And, you know, his dad was a TV director, so I think he might have been on Mannix as a kid or something,
right?
You know, kid number 3.
Right.
But he's just so great. The first or second scene in the entire series, he's got a dog that he goes running with, just a faithful companion. And I swear, like, when he brings the dog, I'm like, he makes the dog a better actor. Just him talking to the dog, if you knew better, you'd say, that has to be Sean Penn's dog. How does that dog love him so much? Hey, Sean Penn, he'd be the first to tell you, he's not always lovable.
Uh-huh. No,
but he does that with the other actors in the show as well. So it kind of came out of the blue. I hadn't heard a ton about it, but obviously huge credentials, the House of Cards creator. Also, there's politics here because, of course, there's lobbying Congress and there's senators who are going to vote against, you know, moving forward with this. But maybe they'll get this kind of money for their own thing and all that kind of, you know, you get a lot of those machinations as well.
Yeah.
But I find the most fascinating stuff is the space stuff,
right.
You know.
Wow.
So you're on Earth for part of the time, but you're in the spaceship.
Yes, you are.
What's it
maybe
called again?
The First, because it's going to be about the first person to walk on Mars. And
wow,
you know, as I said, the technology is really cool too, because you're like, okay, this is for once not set in a future where everybody wears gray and all the doors slide like they did on Star Trek, and there's always some big voice saying everyone must go home now. It's kind of a cool future, but you know, it's like everything's working well, which we like. You know, I liked it because for the first time you see Sean Penn in the back seat of a car, you're like, why would he have a driver? He's like his own kind of, because it's a pickup truck, and you're like, oh, because it drives itself.
Spoiler alert.
That's going to happen?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's, and the House of Cards, as you know, such a character-driven show, was so beautifully shot.
Right? And here we have it, you know, just, I think by coincidence, you have Robin Wright, who was once married to Sean Penn, you know, in House of Cards, and now Sean Penn in The First.
It seems like Ari Emanuel had something to do with all of this. Doesn't it seem like the super agents
together?
They have them all. They probably got Sean and Robin together at some point. Then it's like, but he still had them, because even though they separated, that's what happens in Hollywood though, is when couples get together.
Uh-huh.
They generally get together because they met through their agent. And then, honey, baby, darling, sweetheart, listen, you two, they meet at a party, at an agency party or something.
True.
And then they divorce each other, but they do not divorce the agent.
That's true. And neither one of them is going to give up custody of Ari.
No.
Yeah. That's something there. Anyway, that's something. That House of Cards was a great, great, great series. And now The First, you say, 3.5 stars.
Yeah, check it
out. All right.
Thank you.
All right, let's check in now. We've got Judy Pilak standing by with the WGN News from the, don't tell me, Northwestern Medicine WGN Newsroom, and will we go straight to Judy now? All right, we're being good because there's a lot going on. Judy's news being brought to you by HearingHealthCenter.com.